Welcome back to the His and Hers podcast, episode 78. 79?
You seem very unsure, dude. Unsure. You have one job.
I probably had it right the first time, but...
Probably just doubted yourself.
Always doubting myself, always, man. Bro, self-doubt. I need always. My own personal, motivational speaker or something.
I thought that was me.
Yeah, I know, but I need somebody a little bit more... aggressive, somebody more pushy.
No, you don't.
Somebody more forceful.
No, you don't.
Like P. Diddy or something, you know? Like somebody that just really get in my ass.
David! I'm clutching my fucking pearls!
I don't know what got into me. Balls. It wasn't Diddy. Diddy didn't get into me. But
Diddy didn't diddle you?
Diddy did on the penis diddler.
Did not get me.
He is a monster, though.
No, allegedly. Straight up, though. How dare you? Look, you're over here making light out of somebody's nightmares.
Sometimes you got to laugh through the pain,
baby.
Now,
we got to talk about this suit that is coming out against P. Diddy been released recently. Bro, there's a lot to go through. I really did not want to see the meat and potatoes of this, honestly. Just...
I'm not looking at the court documents right now or anything. I kind of gotten glimpses of it on Twitter, but
it's X. Do you hate when people do that all the Twitter. Time? okay.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how surprised were you by these allegations?
1 being the least.
Yeah.
-10, bro.
I know. I saw a lot of people that were like, "I can't believe it." I'm like, "Really? This has been."
Oh, come on.
There's been some rumblings, man.
No, it's been more than rumblings.
Time.
It's been
I remember
loud ass screaming.
Growing up, the biggest conspiracy theory, not biggest, but one of the conspiracy theories was that Diddy was actually responsible for Biggie's death. That was one of the ideas. So And then did you ever watch Making the Band?
Yes.
He was a dick.
He was.
He was a dick to
butthole.
Them, dude.
But that's what made the show so entertaining.
Yeah.
Because you had to see everything that these artists had to go through. And I mean, he would be sending them out in the cold in the middle of the streets, on quests and shit. If they came back with I can't do this or I'm kind of tired. He was very mean.
They had to go get the cheesecake they had to walk the Brooklyn Bridge to go get cheesecake. At the time I had no concept of what that was because I'd never been in New York or knew anything about the geography.
That's crazy, yeah.
Of New York. They're when I walk really across the bridge. I was like, I don't sound too bad.
It was clearly a struggle that show Making the Band was wild. Yeah. I feel like we had the wildest shows back there. Remember what was her name? Tila Tequila?
Oh yeah.
That show, that was when Flavor Flav.
Oh yeah. My sister had a friend that kinda worshipped Tila Tequila.
What?
Yeah. She kind of looked like Tila Tequila, too, a little bit.
Time was not friendly to Tila Tequila, man.
Yeah, well, you know. What about, man.
Or Cribs?
Reality shows were the shit, in the 2000s. I don't know. Are they
Reality shows are making a comeback right now, but it's all, Love is Blind.
Yeah, it was mostly, competition reality
shows. But
it's
always in relation to marriage or getting married, being in a relationship, or they're messy. These
What about Real World
shows
versus,
are so messy.
Road Rules?
Oh, yeah. Real World.
Real World. Real World.
Yeah, that's why I didn't watch it because I couldn't fucking say it. No, I'm just kidding. Though, they're messy and there's somewhere they put, say you're with me, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have our exes on the show as well.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just messy.
I remember that. What was that one show? Was it Next? When you're on the bus?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's
oh, my God.
Shows,
that was hilarious.
That's some good shows.
I always
man.
Like the little bios that they put next to the people, and it would be the most random shit.
Basically just naming MTV shows.
Loves to make green jello. Random shit that would come off of that bio.
You know, there was a guy that I went to high school with that ended up on the Real World.
I know, babe. You always talk about it, yeah. And I get it. You knew somebody famous, and he grew up on the same street as you.
He lived right up the street from me. He was one of the first people I met when we moved into that house, into that neighborhood. And him and his brother. His brother was really cool. And then they told me that they were related to Peyton Manning.
Do you believe them?
I mean, their last name was Manning, so.
No way. Yeah. No, they're lying.
That's what I figured. And then, at the time, Peyton Manning was on the Colts, so I fucking hated Peyton Manning. I was like, fuck Peyton Manning.
You know, I had this girl that I went to high school with, mm-hmm. and she was from Houston. And, like, we became friends because, you know, we were both from Texas, but she came from Houston. And one day she came in with the most audacious claim.
Yeah.
Talking about she is Beyonce's cousin, little cousin. Beyonce. Okay. Okay. And, like,
just because you're from fucking Houston.
Because she was from Houston. That was, like, the only thing. And she was like, I can prove it with pictures of me and Beyonce when we were kids.
She's like, here's my blonde wig.
But you know what? I'm not about to do all that for y'all. Y'all not even worth all that. Like, I was just trying to, you know, tell you guys something cool about myself. But you know what? Forget it. And we were like, you were so full of it. Like, whatever. I'm related to Selena then, bitch.
Yeah, no shit. I'm from Texas. I mean,
with that logic, hell yeah, we all family, I guess.
She held me one time when I was a baby. That's pretty close.
Yeah, you know, she's got family from San Antonio, you know what I mean? But yeah, some people are just crazy. So you didn't believe them kids? I didn't believe her. Everybody clowned her.
I don't know, maybe. They weren't really like
baby, you be giving the most, like, you know, long winded, like, deep answers to, like, a simple question. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know, like,
yeah, you know, I don't want to misspeak, but.
Misspeak? Really? The way that the opening of this very episode was.
I want to choose my words carefully.
Sure, sure. Yes, we definitely want to do that.
Yeah. No, I didn't even. That was totally improv, too. Like, I had no intentions of even taking it there. That was all off the top of the
improv,
dome. Baby.
Improv is always the best.
Like Eminem and 8 Mile, man.
Calm down.
Off the top.
Pull back.
Off the top of the dome.
Relax and calm down. Okay. Have you
speaking of comedy, hold on.
Wait.
Hold on.
Why?
Shameless plug. If you're in the Denver area, March 15th, I will be doing some stand-up. So I'll be on a showcase on March 15th at Wide Right Bar downtown. Look it up. Wide Right. It's a Buffalo Bills bar, which is a terrible name. It was like, I don't, and then there's like a mural in there. And it says, and I go there every Wednesday for open mic. And it says, there's not a single loser in this room. It's a quote from Marv Levy, head coach of the Buffalo Bills. Do you know what he did? What? Him and that team lost 4 Super Bowls in a row. And he said, there's not a loser in here. And I was like, that is a crazy quote to put by a guy that lost 4 straight Super Bowls in a bar ran by Bills fans full of comedians doing open mic comedy. This bar is full of nothing but fucking losers. Like, fix the mural.
You're
okay,
ridiculous.
That's all. No, it's a great bar.
Great plug, baby. You really got some marketing skills. You
come,
just really
come check it
got
out.
This down. I don't even need to help you. Not for real. We're gonna try to be getting a poster. I'll take over for the marketing of your own show. We will have a poster and we will give you guys all of the information
in
the description box. If you guys are watching on YouTube, where you can go, what time, all that jazz. But please come out
and
support my
March 15th.
I like that. Don't be getting too
close. You know, it's for my birthday. So
thank you.
You know, just for me, for my birthday, just come check it out. It should be a good time. So
yeah.
Anyway, that continue.
Oh, well, now it's not really a segue, but I just had this random thought today and I just wanted to know your story. I wanted to know your story. Do you remember the first time that you, like, ate someone up? You, like, not like that.
Personal.
Not like that. I wouldn't want to know that anyways.
I'm in place.
No, when you, like, really made fun of somebody so bad that, like, you felt bad about it.
Oh, yeah.
You remember your first time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I do. It was one of my friends. And
to one of your friends?
Yeah, it was one of my friends, but I got him like, so I have this friend, right, Ray, who this guy, me and all my friends, like, we talk shit to each other, right?
Yeah.
But there's like a few of them that are kind of like sensitive that can't really like dish it back. So I usually try to like not go at them, but like there's some friends where like we just go at each other and it's like whatever.
Yeah.
So I have this friend, Ray, who's.
What up, Ray?
He's heavy set. I don't.
You are really on thin ice this episode. I'm going to go over
here.
He's
heavy set. You'll tell it. Like, you. But that was the thing. Like, he would make jokes about it. And him, like, himself. Like, he just owned it. Like, you could call him.
Stop making up excuses. No,
I'm telling you, you could call him whatever to his face, and he wouldn't.
He wouldn't bat an eye.
He wouldn't give a fuck at all. Once, I almost got into a fight with him once. This is how stubborn Ray is. One time, I almost got into a fight with him because we had an argument, and I said, every Reese's Pieces tastes the same. That's what I said.
I remember we had this combo. Yeah.
And he was like, no, they don't. They each taste differently. And I about lost my shit. We got into like a fucking heated argument. Like, Mike had to come in and be like, guys, all right, come on. Like, he had to separate us. Like, that's how, like, and he was just like, nope, they taste different.
Like, I think that's what's probably setting you off. Like, trolling me. Blase, like,
he was just like, I didn't realize that. Like, I took the bait. Like, he was just trolling me.
Yeah.
And I took the bait so hard. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, no, man, it's one for each flavor, different color for each flavor. I was like, it's peanut butter and chocolate. Those are two flavors. And there's like five fucking colors, Ray. He's like, they taste different. And I was like, oh my fucking God. I was like, I'm about to fucking lose my mind. He's like, I was like, do you think M&M's taste differently? He's like, no. And I was like, what? So yeah, I was like, but anyway, back to the story. So we always fuck with Ray like this. And I had this other friend who was, he was heavyset, like Ray. And one day I was drunk and we were at Chris's house at their bar in their basement.
Yeah.
So I was sitting there. Kanye West song came on. It was like, run away as fast as you can. You know, that song came on.
Yeah.
I looked at Josh and Ray wasn't there. If Ray was there, I would have, you know, sang this to him.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
You know, but Josh was there and I was like, well, I got to say this to somebody.
You know what I just love about your storytelling is that you be using everybody's name.
That's like, fine. I'll tell them. They know the story. I'll tell them to their face. I don't give a shit, babe.
But, like, it's just like, I don't know. It's just a habit I have.
So I was like, so then I looked at Josh and I said, run as many laps as you can. And he got really mad at me. And he was like, kind of hurt. And I was like, my bad. I didn't know that I was the first one telling you this. I didn't know. No, I'm just kidding. I did feel bad. I felt bad. I was like, man, my bad. Like, and I didn't know at the time, like, he brought it up like maybe a month or two later. He's like, do you remember? And I was like, oh, man, I'm so sorry.
What did he say?
He was like, somebody brought it up to me. He's like, you know, Josh pissed at you. And I was like, why? He's like, you called him fat. I was like, I never called him fat. And then, like, when you sang Kanye West him, you said run as many laps. I was like, oh. I was like, yeah, that was a dick move. I didn't know he felt bad. When I make fun of my friends, or, you know, I never want to hurt people's feelings. So I misjudged the line there, and I felt bad. I felt bad.
You felt bad there.
Yeah.
That was literally the first time that you...
I've always done a good job of, like, not...
But, like, maybe people. Not your friends. I'm not talking about friends. I'm talking about even if, like, somebody pissed you off to the point where, like, you just ran at the mouth and, like, you said something that really just, like...
Nah, I never... Dinged them. Nah, if somebody, like, was coming at me...
Did you get made fun of us? Wait a minute. Hold on.
But...
You weren't made fun of as a child, were you, David?
Yeah, I was made fun of.
No, you weren't. This is very indicative of the fact that you were not made fun of.
Have you met my Uncle Jake?
Okay, but, like, did you ever get into, like a standoff with somebody at school and y'all just, like, firing back at each other? Was it?
Not like...
It was brutal at school, man. Maybe it was just me because I was, like, an ugly duckling because I think that you and I just had two separate...
I cannot think of a time when, like,
that's wild.
Okay. I got into kind of like a heated argument with my sister one time, and I was drunk then too.
Yes.
You know, I'm pretty, like, chill, like, for the most part, so people never really...
No, you weren't made fun of as a child. Like, that's never all you have to say. You weren't, like,
nothing memorable anyway.
Where you just, like, lost your shit and you just, like, hauled off and said,
No, nothing like that. No, one time this kid kicked me in my balls one time, though. That pissed me off. That hurt so bad. I was like 5 or 6.
Oh, my God.
And I was outside, and I forgot. I, like, beat him in something, like, tether ball or I don't know. And he comes running at me full speed. His name was Ben. And he walked like a penguin. So he comes running at me like a penguin. And I'm so entranced by, he's like mad at me. And I know he's mad and he's running right at me. I did like the Chris Rock thing where I just watched him come. Like, oh. I watched him like wind his leg up. I was like, yeah. Oh, I wonder where that's going.
Yeah.
And so he just ran up to me full speed. He's wearing like a black and white starter jacket. And I was on a playground. It was like kind of cold, maybe like wintertime. And I'm standing there and I'm like, that's a cool jacket, you know, like, and this guy's feet are crazy. He's got big feet. They're like this, bro. And I'm like, whoa. And he comes up to me, whack, just kicks me right in my balls. And I was like, God. I fucking cried.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then everybody laughed at me.
That's the closest you have to being made fun of as a child.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know.
It's a very moving story, my love. I'm sorry.
You know what
that
I think it is? I think because my family talks so much shit that anything anybody says like outside of my family,
no,
I'm just like, meh.
It's not that.
Like, it doesn't bother me. So I never felt a need
because
to.
Because I got made fun of all the time. You have met my family. You think.
Yeah.
But that doesn't stop little shitty kids from being at your school.
Why would they make fun of you? What would you get made fun of for?
Are you being like funny or cute right now?
No, I'm
told
not.
You and everybody else already.
What? Because you had glasses?
No, I did have glasses. I did. I was blind as a bat. But I was very, babe. I was very hairy. My mom didn't allow me to shave. And I had a speech impediment. I had a lisp. Mm. Talk like that. Mm. I was like picked on all the time. I got picked on for everything. I got picked on for my hair. I got picked on for being hairy. I got picked on because like my hair was like really frizzy back then because it was Texas humidity. I got picked on for my lisp. I got picked on for having ashy knees.
Just put lotion on. That's very avoidable.
It was just, I just got picked on for everything. I got picked apart.
Maybe just people. I don't think people cared about me enough to do that.
I think you were just like, I don't know, like just a normie. There. You know what?
Yeah, I was just
there, you didn't have like, anything to one know. Little thing that you have, or like I have my mole right here. Mm-hmm. You think that kids just saw that and was like, "Oh, that's so cool." You think that that's the response mm-hmm. that they gave me seeing that? No, no.
But it's like a
no. I grew into it now. It's a part of my image. I wish somebody would still tell me something about my shit now.
Like even if I was a kid, if I would have saw your mole, it wouldn't be something to me where I'm like,
no, especially boys. Like if I like made boys mad, that was like the first thing that they would say if I like called them short or something.
Nah. Oh, yeah, I guess.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, see, like I was never like short or anything, so I never got called like short.
I'm sorry,
or
you were just so perfect.
I wasn't like tall. I was just very average and I was just a very average, forgettable person.
Well, never mind then. Yeah. I thought we would bond on the situation,
over being
but
made
no.
fun of us kids.
Yeah,
you know?
No.
And like, I wasn't a bully either, so I didn't make fun of people just to make fun of people to make them feel bad.
Wow.
Never did that.
Just like went to school with normal kids because kids were ruthless. The kids that I went to school with were ruthless.
Oh, no. I saw them go at people. I was just kind of like.
And they just never went at you.
No, I was like, don't look over there.
That's
like,
wild. Okay.
Don't look over there. I was like, man. Because I was like, I will get my feelings hurt. A sensitive kid. What can I say?
There was like, it was like that same friend too that like, I got into it with him one time at a kickback.
Which time?
No, it was because like, he was mad that you and I were together. And he was mad because he felt like, he told me that I changed David and David wasn't doing like stuff that he
And I was
used
like, I've been
time.
Potty trained. She's not changing me anymore.
And I got, or like we would go out somewhere and then like one of the guys, Hector, somebody would come up to me and be like, hey, Josh is pissed at you. And I'd be like, what the fuck for now? What did I do? I wouldn't even know what the fuck
that
I did.
That fool was always trying to beef with somebody.
Josh, we had some good times. But when we were cool though. Like then we would like have a good time.
Just want to hang around.
But man, I wouldn't even know that I was in trouble with Josh until it was too late.
Right? I didn't know either. I was like,
oh my God. Okay. Leading into that, because like we were all kind of like a mesh of a group when David and I first met. And I was coming into his situation because like I didn't have, y'all already fucking know. So I'm getting real involved with them, and we had like some little groups going on. And as the years have gone on, the group has dispersed. People have moved, people have moved on, people, like, we just kind of like lost track. It's me, my best friend Khadija, and my other best friend Christina, okay? And we like outlasted the group falling apart, okay? Well, they call me that bitch. Hold on. I get a text message, and it's like a photo of somebody that we knew a long ass time ago, okay? And they both, messy asses, FaceTime me together. And they're like, did you see this? And girl, we had a ball. Sometimes I feel like I'm too grown, but we all grown on that phone. And we're just like, oh my God, did you see this? And we just went down the memory lane. And I'm actually going to be, I don't want nobody to get scared. I will protect everybody's identity. I swear on everything. But there was like, just in the moment, It was really infuriating because I was meeting a lot of these people through you, or like through a person that I met through you, like a friend of a friend, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so when things got hard, I would like just be like, oh, I wouldn't even know you if I wasn't in love with this man. You know what I mean? Yeah. But we had some good times. There was like some stories that I wanted to tell y'all, because like this was probably the craziest time that I had with friends in the history of my friendships over my lifetime. So I'm really excited about it. I won't mention no names.
No, you sure?
No, I'm not you. Oh. Okay.
I'll tell you.
It's like a long time ago. It's like a decade ago. We were young as fuck. And yeah. So I just wanna, you know, the friendships that you have very young like that are so different than the friendships that you have as an adult. But there are still like little minute things that happen, like my two girlfriends calling me immediately to get the tea and talk shit. Like, by the by, don't you hate when people say that? By the by?
I've never heard that in my life.
What?
Who the fuck says that?
Older guys.
Old, what?
Yeah, old men. They say, and by the by.
What?
By the by, yeah, I've like heard that term.
Is that another like Southern thing?
No, it's not a Southern thing, baby.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because you be saying some Southern ass shit sometimes.
Well, I am from Texas, my love. What you expect?
I know. That's
and you I'm say like some Colorado shit all the time. Huh.
Okay, besides that, what do I say? Okay.
It's more like sounds. You guys make clickety clackety sounds. What was I saying?
Or what?
I lost my like.
Or what?
What? Like, yeah.
So Julian, I was like, so did you get all your homework turned in or what? Like,
I forgot my train of thought. You always be taking me off it.
You said by the by. So we need to tackle that right now.
By the by. There was something I wanted to say. Mean?
By the by. Who says that? Like,
I'm trying to remember.
Because you say some other Southern things like
We've already been over this. It's hair of the dog. A lot of people have heard of this.
Never heard of that.
Hair of the dog.
Well, above the Mason-Dixon line, we've never heard it. Just saying.
Above the Mason-Dixon line. Are we going to talk about the Mississippi River next? You going to tell me about
maybe
borders now?
On this side of the Mississippi, we don't say by the by.
Oh, my God. You know what's so weird is that growing up somewhere else and my children are not from where I'm from.
Oh yeah.
It's super weird for me sometimes. Like when I see the kids' birth certificates and stuff, like to fill things out, I'm like, oh my God. Like I created my whole life in a completely different state, and I would have never guessed that as a child.
Yeah.
But
That's gotta be crazy.
Yeah, it is kinda
weird.
It's super weird.
But like, where the fuck are you from, Mom?
But I was like looking at some old memories, and I will always just cherish and relish the fact that the first football jersey that my son ever received and had hanging in his closet was a Cowboys jersey. And I was already 8 months pregnant with him when he got that. So his dad had a lot of time to get Bronco stuff, and he didn't. And
Bronco
I filmed
stuff.
It. I filmed it for him to see. Coming over here. Oh, that's what I was gonna say. So the other day, you know, David's been in here filming y'all need to check out his sketches. He does have his own channel, we'll link it down below too. But when he's filming, you know, sometimes I'll run errands. I was running errands the other day, and I could see that you were filming in here, And I go like down the street, babe. I could see, you didn't have the curtains all the way closed. You could see like there was a studio light in here.
Oh.
And
like it, I was doing OnlyFans. It looked
so suspect. I was like, oh my God, our neighbors probably. And like the curtain is hella open right now and it's nighttime. And I'm sure that they're like.
Then you come out looking how you look and they're like,
Speaking of, babe,
I need that link.
Okay, so I was shut up. So I was accidentally messy yesterday, and there's these neighbors that live across the street, across the way, if you wouldn't.
Oh Jesus!
By the
across the by
across the pond. No, so they live across the street, right? I don't know why I'm whispering. They live across the street, and I needed to check the mail. And I was like, oh, I opened the door and you know how Mila be coming over like it's her business. Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, no, like you got shoes, like no. And I see these two people that are out there by the car. And I go out there and I'm like, still talking to Mila. And this car like takes off this way. Okay. And I come off of the porch and I see that it's two girls in that car. And then there's a dude that's standing in the middle of our street. So I go down to our at the end of our driveway is our mailbox. So I go down there and at this point, like he's still standing there. Right. And he's like, you know, just this dude in the street. And I had come out there. She saw me. I saw her. She goes down to the end of the fucking street and busts the bitch and comes right back. And I like, I grabbed the mail and I was like, bitch. And she was just like
stalking you or something.
No, like, I just think that. Like, because I had come out like ready for filming and stuff.
Oh.
So I was looking, a little crew. But she, I saw there was like eye contact between me and the girl in the passenger seat. Mm-hmm. I go out to check the mail. By the time I'm closing that mailbox, I'm seeing her headlights spin right around.
Weird.
And she came right back just slow like this. And I was like,
oh no,
I'm gonna go inside.
That kind of creeps me out, man. I don't like when people drive by slow.
I feel like I would have done the same. You know what I mean? Like, who's living across from my man's? You know, like, if I would have seen, if I was leaving your place, I'm going to be real. If I was leaving your place and I saw a girl just so happened to come out across the street when I was leaving and I saw her with my own two eyes, I would bust the bitch so fast, too. I'd be like, I need a little bit more context. I need to, do you know this person? Like, was this... This was coincidental. I better not ever see the bitch ever again. Because twice is not a coincidence. You know what I mean? Like, that's never happened twice. But that's what would be going on through my mind. So I didn't even... Like, I feel like I knew what was going on through her mind. Yeah, you men are just so oblivious. What you mean? Like, okay. If the shoe was on
couldn't
the other
imagine.
Foot...
I got, poor guy got into an argument with this girl because his neighbor had makeup on. Like
makeup on?
Like, goddamn.
No, it would... Probably not an argument, but I would question you, like, have you seen her before? Like.
Have I seen people that live across the
street? No, you're telling me that if you would have dropped me off at home and you saw the neighbor guy coming out of his house right when you were dropping me off, right when you're, like, driving off and he's right there at the edge of the street, you would drive off and in the rearview mirror see the and not have questions?
No, I don't know. Should I? I don't know. I love it.
Are you serious? You would just drive?
Yeah.
No.
I wouldn't. My mind, I don't know. I guess my mind wouldn't go there.
Wow.
That's weird.
That's not weird. You know why? Because we watch Desperate Housewives and shit like that. Like, a lot of things be happening in neighborhood streets that you don't know about. So, like, you can't cross anything off as a possibility.
I guess because, like, I don't talk to any of my neighbors.
Yeah, but like
I talked to like the guy next door because
he does talk to
him. He's like helped me with my truck sometimes.
Yeah, he's been nice.
So he's been chill.
It's like we had to earn his trust. He did not talk to us for like the first 4 years.
He's like, all right, I guess I'm gonna call HOA on you anymore for things that everybody else does.
Whatever. No,
for
some
reason
did.
When you do it, HOA I don't like it. I'm not gonna say why. But I'll let it slide a little bit more from now on.
That's so funny.
Yeah, no.
No, you know what? I just feel like you have it so much easier, babe. Like, do you remember that one time? Like, I always, that's why she does that, because women, sometimes, not all the time, but women are trifling. Trifling, you hear me? And you really try to be a nice person, and then they try you. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, for example, to back up my theory. When we lived in our downtown apartment, at first, it was me and my mom, okay? And we lived in this very old downtown apartment off of 12th and Grand. it was haunted for sure, 100%.
Yeah.
So David, cute ass, he and I start dating.
Calm down.
3 months in, he's moving in with me because, like, I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. I ain't gotten rid of him ever since. He starts moving in his stuff. He's been there for months. Okay, so we're in and out of this place. The minute that we get off work, David and I are going to Tokyo Joe's. We're walking around the neighborhood. We're in and out of this building all the time. Everybody had seen everybody one point or another because this place was so small. Okay, I say all that to say there was two bitches living down this fucking hallway at the very, very end. And I knew them and I had seen them and we had to share the same fucking laundry room, all that. Okay. This boy gets hurt on his knee and he's in crutches.
Yeah.
Would you like to take it over from here? Your experience?
I don't remember.
Yes, you do.
I don't remember.
Yes, you do.
I don't remember it. I don't remember the story.
Why are you lying?
I don't.
When you were coming up the stairs with your crutches, okay, and some girls were behind you and right, they start talking to you, you came home to tell me.
Right.
I only know what you told me.
But yeah, I don't remember. So were you lying? No. Why would I make that up? I just don't remember. You keep in mind, this is like 12, 13 years ago.
If.
So I don't. No.
They were over there flirting with the man on crutches, okay? Asking him if he needed any help. But like, can we walk you down to your door? You live right there, right? You want to come in? And like, are you okay? Like, trying to help him out and shit. Like, he's fine. And I would not have minded, y'all, if this boy had not come into our apartment. He was like, Babe, okay, look, I don't even know.
Said, like, I do remember getting like a.
He came in saying the vibes were off. Okay, yeah, so don't come at me and be like, which, they were just trying to be helpful.
Which caught me off guard because it was a demographic of women that never really do that to me. So I was like, whoa, I might be tripping, but.
Well, who does that to you?
I'm not going to go into specifics.
Why? You went into specifics about that?
I'm not going into specifics.
Okay? Well, I need to keep my eye out. Who does that to you?
You know who. You know who. Do we need to go back through the Miami store? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. Why do you bring shit like that up? And the crazy thing is that, like, I think the worst that you ever had it was the dude that I went to high school with that just so happened to be in the same bar as us. That's probably so the annoying. Closest that you got, and you didn't even get mad then.
So annoying.
I don't think there's ever been another time.
Of course I wasn't mad then. I was like, this little fucker.
David.
What? Ain't tripping crazy. On that. I'm not tripping on that. Like, what the fuck?
It's just, okay, well, I guess, territorial.
I guess if you want a guy you see eye to eye with, I guess you can go ahead. I'm not going to stop you, you know?
I know you lying.
Low man.
Didn't you date a girl that was, like, taller than you in heels? And you couldn't.
I was like, wow, that's crazy. Yeah, she was, like, 6'3 in heels. I was like, God damn. I was like, what the fuck?
You gonna climb her, babe? Yeah.
I was like. So, that's crazy.
Don't discriminate, babe.
Hey, you do you. Not really, though. Don't do you.
Oh, okay.
Do all me.
Right. Oh, gladly.
Yeah. No. But yeah, so I don't know. I don't.
For a while there, y'all, I thought David didn't care because, like, he didn't get jealous or nothing at all.
I'm not worried about nobody.
I don't know.
I don't. Maybe just dumb. Maybe I'm just dumb. I don't know.
Like, when I would work in offices, dumb. Like, I would work in offices and, like, you know, I always worked around men. So I would come home and tell David about little things that were happening in the office. Never worried about it.
Then, because I never worked in an office.
Then after, well, that's the thing. Then after, like, years, he had the opportunity to work in an office and immediately, I was like, mm-mm. I want you in and out of that building the minute that you clock in and out. There's no time for hee hee ha ha. There need not be any lunches that are shared with the opposite sex. I'm sorry, call it what you want. Because I know office drama. I know.
And
the whole work wife, work husband thing, don't. get yourself caught up. I just, then he comes home and he tells me that shit like that is happening.
Yeah, I was like, man. And like, it was people that like, I knew that I were like family friends because like my family worked there.
Messy.
I had like a lot of family friends that I knew like my whole life that were working in there. And I'm like, God damn.
But you know what made me feel better is that David's tia works there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And me and his tia are like this. And she don't play. She will slap a bitch. She will slap somebody, like, straight up.
She slapped me before.
I was not worried. And then also, like, his little cousin that's, like, really close to me, she worked there, too. And, like, I knew I had some backup if I needed it.
Nah, I never even needed it. I literally talked to, like,
there was some trifling shit going on. People. I wasn't even surprised. I was like, yeah.
And then, like, the family friend that was there that, like, that turned into a whole thing. And I was like, thank God I was never in any compromising situations, man. I didn't talk to nobody. I was like, just talk to Antoine. That was it.
Why are you using people's real names?
What? This is a very common name.
Was that the first Antoine that you had met? Don't lie. Don't fib right now.
No. No. No.
Really?
No.
Okay. No. I think you're lying.
Why would I lie?
Just so that you're not wrong.
Now, he was the first Antoine that spelled it the way he spelled it.
How did he spell it?
I'm not.
Oh, that's too far. Is the spelling too far now after you'd have blasted his whole name out there?
I was like, wow, that's a very phonetic way to spell that. That was
phonetic. Oh, well, now we know, you guys. Can't figure that one out at all.
He was cool.
Well, I mean,
until he got in trouble. I was like,
I think that
I told him. I told him. I said, hey, man, don't do that. Telling you right now, don't do that. He was like, nah, it's cool.
So you saw it? You saw them being messy?
My boy Antoine, he would like flirt with all these girls like during work. Yeah. I told him, I was like, don't do that, man. He was like, why? And I was like,
was he married?
No, he was not married. Oh. So I was like, okay. I wouldn't do that. He was like, well, I was like, I wouldn't trust anybody in this office, man. And like one of them was one of the girls he was flirting with was my cousin's baby mama, and I was like, man, that's bad news, dude. And he was like, nah, it's cool. So then she was like, so what happened was she told him that she didn't want to go out, that she had to ask my cousin because my cousin worked there too. So she had to ask my cousin if it's cool for him to ask her out. Cause they're like broken up, and
so he wanted to go to your cousin and be like, "Hey, yeah." So is he it did. Cool if I holler at her, and so he did.
So he went up to my cousin, and he's like, "Is it cool if I take her out or whatever?"
Bold.
And my cousin's like, "I don't give a fuck."
Dang. Yeah, he is tight.
My cousin's like, "I don't give a shit." Like,
yeah.
It wasn't like good partying, I guess. But he's like, "I don't give a fuck," and so. She got mad because my cousin didn't care. So she got mad because my cousin didn't care. And then my last day working there, he comes up to me. He's like, they're trying to say that I'm sexually harassing. Oh. I was like, I told you. I was like, I fucking told you, man. Yep. I was like, God damn, dude.
It's messy in the workplace.
I was like, you cannot do that, man. And I was like, who do you think they're going to believe, man? Because I saw it like it was very reciprocal. You know what I mean? Like they were both. Flirting and like, so it wasn't just like one way where he was like harassing her. It was
right.
You know, it was very
give and take it.
What was it called when it's two people out?
Consensual, my love?
Not consensual, but I don't know. They're both participating, you know, willing participants, I guess.
I think that's consensual.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, of course it's consensual. But I told him, he's like, nah, she's cool. I was like, all it takes is for her to say she's not cool with it one time. But she got mad that my cousin, but see, what she thought was going to happen was she's going to be able to make my cousin jealous. And when my cousin didn't give a fuck, then she got pissed at my cousin. And then she just shut the whole thing down.
Dang.
And my boy
messy,
Antoine.
Messy.
Yeah. He was stuck holding the shit bag of shit, bro.
I don't know.
So, yeah.
The office environment is a different beast.
Yeah, I didn't like honestly. It. I didn't like the office environment.
Like, even like, your dad would, like, talk to me about it and, like, all of, like, the office politics, but also, like, the office drama that he would be pulled into.
Yeah, my dad's, like, very, like...
He's, like, I don't understand why this is happening, and I'm, like...
And especially, I like being out in the field. The work was whatever, but the field was cool because you got to hang out with, like, all the guys, and it was, like, fun, and...
You know what made me look at it sideways was the fact that one of your coworkers, who's also a deep family friend, he's like one of the dads, okay?
Right.
One time I had come in to the office to come bring David something, and I just showed up. Y'all know you have to drop in every now and then, okay? I drop in, and I don't tell David shit. I drop in, and... They let me in and everything, and I was heading back there, and he stops me in the hallway. Mm-hmm. Hey, how you doing? He just, like, takes me this back route. There's, like, two different ways to get to where David was. So he takes me another way, and he's just like, come on here. He starts talking to me, and he straight up tells me, he's like, you shouldn't be coming here, you know? And I'm like, why? Why not? And he was like, you know, like, you're David's wife. Like, you know, you don't want everybody looking at you. And I was like... What are you talking about? And he was like, you shouldn't, like, basically telling me that, like, wives shouldn't, like, drop in. And I was like, you out your mind. And he tried to say, so it's, like, not a, I don't know, a distraction, I guess. But, like, other men in the office should not see the wives, okay? And he was like, that's why I don't have, he named his wife, you don't see her coming here. And I was like, too bad. Too bad. And it. And I took my time. I talked to everybody.
She probably has, though.
And it made me look at the situation sideways. I was like, why don't they want wives to come in? What the fuck is going on?
It's a huge orgy.
I don't know why you have to go that far. But late nights in the office turn into something vile, if not put in check, okay? This whole I gotta work late, this whole work husband, work wife shit that gets taken too far, these lunch dates. There's a whole life.
I saw that.
There's a whole life outside of what your partner knows when you work in an office.
I saw some, one of my cousins got caught up in the whole work wife thing and that shit.
Mm-mm. See? Mm-mm-mm-mm. No, absolutely not.
It was absolutely not. It was a wild place, man.
Or like if you had to have like an assistant. No. I'm being a part of that hiring process 100%. 100%.
Is my assistant. You're going to hire my assistant?
Yeah. I will be a part of the hire. I will screen whoever.
Who would you hire to be my assistant?
Like an older lady. Uh-huh. An older lady. You know what I mean?
How old are we talking? Like, should I be able to use a computer?
Well, yeah.
So how old are we talking?
She's going to be savvy. You know what I mean? What?
She's going to pull out a typewriter.
She'll be the one to make you hot chocolate when it's cold outside. You know? And like, just. You know how I'm like a liar, liar? His like assistant?
Oh, yeah. Like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's like, you know, hard on you when you need badass, it. Yeah. But, like, yeah, older.
You got to be careful with older ladies because they tend to, like, want to adopt me.
So I got to worry about all the ladies now? Okay.
They want to adopt me, man. Like, remember one time I was at work and it was cold in this mountain. And it was, like, a fucking blizzard. Like, craziest blizzard I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, down in Denver, it's, like, 75 degrees or something.
Oh, yeah.
But up in the mountain,
mountains,
it's, like...
Mountains, it's crazy.
It's, like, this crazy-ass blizzard. It's, like, two different worlds, and it's only, like, an hour away.
Yeah.
And so I underdressed. So me and Aaron were, like, fuck. Ooh. So we go to what they call the dry on the mine, and it's where, like, they have, like, their cafeteria and, like, washing machines and everything there. So I go there, and I'm, like, just cold. And this older lady comes out. She's, like... Is that all you have? I was like, yeah. She's like, hold on a second. She's like, let me get you a jacket. So I was like, oh, no, it wasn't the jacket. It was a long overalls.
Like a jumpsuit?
Like coveralls. So let me get you some overalls. I was like, okay, cool. So right before this, Aaron was like, I'm going to go pee. And I was like, all right. So she's like, let me get you this. And I was like, cool. She's like, are your socks okay? Like, what is going on with your socks? Like, do you have enough socks on? I was like, yeah, I got, like, a pair of socks on. She's like, we need to get you some of these wool socks. So she gives me like these thick wool socks. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, cool. And like the overall she gave me were like wind resistant, which changed my life. They're expensive, yeah. Changed my life. And I was like, cool. And then she's like, is your jacket okay? And I was like, I don't know. I mean, I guess it would be cool if like I had the jacket to match the overalls. And so she's like, let's go get you a jacket. David. So she gives me the jacket to match the overalls, which is wind resistant. I still have it to this day, by the way. That yellow reflective jacket, that's the jacket. And so I was like, okay, cool. And I get like a hood. And she gives me like a hood to put on, like a mask, and gloves. And she gives me gloves, wool gloves. So Aaron comes back from taking a piss, and he's like,
you're
what
old.
The fuck? I'm just like all decked out and all this warm shit. He's like, what happened? I was gone for like 2 seconds. I was like, I don't know, dude. I was like, I think this lady wants to adopt me. I was like 20 years old at this time. I was like, I think this lady wants to adopt me, bro. She's like, then Aaron's like, well, hook me up. So I was like, I go up and ask her. I was like, can I get one for my friend too?
Can I get one for my friend?
And so then me and Aaron just come back from break, like just all decked out and all this like brand new, shiny, bright yellow shit. And then everybody on the job site was just hating.
Oh,
on
yeah,
us.
They were jelly bellies.
Yeah, they're like, what happened? We're like, we just wanted to dry, bro. And they just hooked us up. And then Aaron's like, somebody wants to adopt him. I was like, I might go. And then
I might go.
He's like, and this guy, I hated this guy. This guy, Dan.
Oh my God.
Yeah, not Dan. Fuck Dan. I got on site forever. Ooh, beef with Dan.
Shit. Okay.
And he's another guy that was like a crazy pathological liar that I used to work with. Anyway, I was always beefing with this guy. He's like, how come you didn't ask to get this one? I was like, yeah, okay. This lady offered it to me. Like, I was going to be like, oh, can I get 6 more of these?
Yeah, right? Can I get like, one for the whole job site?
And also, I was like, and also, Dan, I just don't like you, you know? Like, oh, I talk shit to Dan all the time.
No, you talk shit all the time when you were younger to, like, people that you worked with.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know the extent of it until we would go to, like, holiday parties or anything that would bring his, like, work friends together in my presence. And they would all tell me the same thing. Like, David talks a lot of shit. Yeah, he's funny, but he just talks a lot of shit.
People, like, try to, like, disrespect me because my dad was the boss. So they come up. So they would come up to me thinking, like, they would just have, like, this preconceived notion, like, oh, I don't like you because, like, your dad or because you're your dad's son. So I'm just going to hate you off rip, you know. And so some people, like, just be flat out rude to me, like, disrespectful. And I've never done anything to them.
You have, like, the prince experience.
So I'm like, man, what the fuck? And, like, I don't care about none of that shit, you know. Like, I don't.
You've said it before, baby. You're so humble.
I was like, no, it's not even that. I was just like, I don't care. Like,
I be fucking with him all the time. Just
I was like, I don't care about this job that much. You know? Like, I was like, I don't give a fuck, dude. So people just come up to me, just like, I don't care who your dad is. I'm like, what do you want? Do you want me to tell him that? Do you want me to relay that message to him for
you?
Yeah,
but let your dad stand right there and they ain't got nothing to say.
I was like, you're the one who keeps bringing up my dad. So what do you want me to do? I was like, I don't care.
I would see that, like, you know, at that holiday party that one time, that one year where everybody was there, everybody was there. Mm-hmm. And I heard these two guys and they were talking and I was separated from you.
Yeah.
And we were just doing our own thing. And they were talking shit about your dad. He's a hard ass.
Yeah.
He like something about like he didn't get the raise that he was supposed to. And like, you know, he's just like really sick of bullshit, whatever.
Right.
And then like your dad walked up to the bar, like right next to them, and they shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Hey, pussies, hey, bro. How are you? Hey. All this came out great. And I was like, I was messy. I went to your dad. I was like, hey, they were talking shit. And he was like, well, that means I'm doing my job. I was like, you're right.
Yeah. My dad hates kiss asses.
He
so do
don't
I.
care. So we had a really good weekend with his parents. I don't know what it is, but we go over there. Okay, so we had a dinner for our son for turning 16, big family dinner. It looked like the Last Supper up in there.
There's a lot of people, right? A lot more people than I thought. I was like, damn.
Yeah, but we had a really good time. And then, of course, you know, we have to do, you know, something secondary at his parents' house. So everybody goes over there. And the next thing I know, we are making the bed in the guest bedroom because me, David, and both the babies just all sleep over because we had ourselves quite the party.
I was like,
your parents are so much fun.
I was like, I could drive home. My mom was like, lay down.
No, she had like come to me. She's like, Nikki, come help me. And I helped her make the bed.
Yeah.
She didn't even say anything to me. She was just like, this is where you're sleeping.
Here's
like,
what happened. Okay. So we get to my dad's house and my uncle's boyfriend, Jared, is making us drinks.
Yeah.
Now, this guy used to be a bartender at a gay club in Denver called Trax.
Yep.
Which their drinks.
I've had story times about this place.
Fucking crazy.
They're so strong. That's how I ended up messed up on the curb.
Yeah. And so he's making us our first drink right off the bat when we get there. He just makes us the drink.
Mm-mm.
He's like, here you go. And I was like, fuck, it just tastes like straight vodka. But it's a mixed drink, allegedly. So that pretty much started it off. Oh, and then after that, like.
I had one and a half of those things and I was.
I just had like
the next day I was sick.
Yeah, then like my mom, my dad was like, he's like, you want another drink? You want another drink?
Yeah.
Like it was just like a water. He's like, you want another drink?
Yeah, they cannot see you like empty handed because they're just like, and they have like a bar, right? Like a literal bar. Okay.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, okay. I guess.
They're just like, drinks is flowing.
So yeah, before we knew it, I was like, well, yeah. We don't have a DD. And then Jillian went with my sister. So.
Yeah. No, we had a good time. The kids, we all just slept in one bed.
Mm-hmm.
Woke up at Grandma and Grandpa's.
Oh, my God. That was the worst sleep I ever had in my life.
You? I had to sleep next to Mila. You had Ezra that's, like, all peaceful. Ezra sleeps like a grown man. I look over at him, and, like, sometimes it just freaks me out because he sleeps like he's grown.
Ezra, like, was, like, pushing me off of the bed. And I was, like, trying to push him, and I was, like, couldn't budge him.
No, he's like, strong.
Damn, this motherfucker's solid.
He is.
I was like, trying to push him. I was like,
he is.
I was like, damn, I guess I'm sleeping on the edge.
No, like, I, at one second, I'm like sleeping next to my daughter. And next second, I open my eyes to her freaking toes and my eyes,
yeah, that's
her feet, and my face.
I woke up and I was like, saw her and I was like, oh, wow, she's sleeping pretty normal. She's like a little bit down.
Yeah.
You know, but I was like, oh, okay. Then I like closed my eyes and opened them again. And it was like her feet.
Like, yeah, it'd be crazy. I was like I'm getting beat up. We came home there and had to rest yep. from being over there because we did not sleep.
Yeah. Sunday was, oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, we didn't leave the couch.
I'm so sorry. Guess what, you guys? I'm a bridesmaid yet again. Okay, I think it's going to be this wedding and one more wedding that I'm going to be a bridesmaid for. And then I am done-skis. I am retiring. So I'm going to be going wedding dress shopping with my sister-in-law this weekend. So I'm in a group chat right now. And they are just...
What?
They're arguing about who's going to be shotgun because we're riding to the place together.
Oh, yeah.
And Jocelyn's, she's trying to call shotgun.
Who's driving?
Felice.
Oh. I'd rather sit in the back anyway.
Denise is just laughing, but she goes, I'm going to get so car sick, though. Mom's driving kills me.
Oh, my mom's driving?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I think you're confusing her with dad. They're just like ripping apart your parents. But yeah, I'm excited.
My dad be driving crazy.
I haven't been in a car with him in forever. But yeah, I think I remember.
Yeah, he be.
Him driving a little cray cray to a pumpkin patch one time. But he's a legend. So. But mom's worse with her acceleration. And hitting the brakes every 2 seconds. So I'm like, why?
It's part of it.
Look, as long as I have my coffee, I'll be fine. I'm just going to be in the back. Yeah. I just be going with the flow. I realized that about myself with my girls' trip to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the girls laughed at me because, like, they would just be going back and forth about that. And I just, like, went with the flow. And they'd be like, Nikki, what you think? And I'm like, whatever y'all pick. Yeah. Just let me know.
You got that from me. Because
I did not get that from you.
You did.
No.
Because when I first met you, you cannot go with any flow.
What are you talking about?
You were like if there was any sort of flow to go with, you would be like stressing out.
Like what?
Just anything.
What? Like, you have to give me an
example. If we didn't have like a plan going somewhere, you'd be like, Well, what's the plan? I was like, I don't know. I'm just going with the flow. Because I
didn't come from that. My mom, my brother. You went on a trip with my brother.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, your brother's very.
Every day, every hour counted
itinerary.
For. My aunt.
Yeah.
Is like that.
Okay.
So, like, my mom, my brother, my aunt, the people that were closest to me. My grandma was probably the only person that I ever knew that was like, well, I'm just here.
Like, like my sister's like that. My sister. No, Felicity. And then, my Aunt Pat is like that.
Yeah.
Very like.
On schedule.
We got to wake up at 7 a.m.
Yeah. Oh my God, y'all. One of my nieces had an 8 a.m.
Oh my
basketball
God.
Game.
I don't
and
even.
And we was there.
I don't
and
even
we
know,
was there.
I don't even know how we made it like mostly on
three
time.
Kids in tow.
How
we're just
did
such
that,
parents, babe. High five. I know. We don't remember it. We disassociated.
I was literally. We were literally in the bed at like 6:50. Not even awake yet. And I was like. We're not going to this game. And then you're like, all right, let's get up. And I was like, fuck.
I can make it happen. I can make it happen.
I was like, we got to leave at like 7:30. Get three kids ready.
All right, well, while David does his math, y'all, thank y'all so much for coming to chill with us on the His and Hers podcast.
We made it somehow. No, I got to get this off my chest.
What?
We saw the most fucking trailer park shit that I've ever seen in my life at my niece's game. There was this little kid playing basketball in fucking Crocs.
That's true.
Camouflage Crocs.
So funny because like I'm sitting on the bleachers and David and his dad are so alike because I could see them, I could hear them back there just chirping.
I was like,
just talking stuff about this
because
baby.
Like I stand right there by the like sideline, you know, and I'll stand there talking to my dad and the ball comes this way and he like goes and like saves it from going out of bounds, you know, he keeps his feet in bounds. So I'm like checking his feet because he's on the other team, so I'm like checking his feet, making sure he's
these
in
are
bounds.
Like 6 year olds, by the way.
So I'm keeping score. They're not keeping score.
They don't even keep
I was like, somebody's got to keep score.
Yeah.
So he, you know, I'm watching his feet, make sure he's not going out of bounds. And I was like, all right. I was like, lucky not look down. I was like, wait a minute.
Wait a damn minute.
Like, oh, this motherfucker playing in Crocs.
There comes David. Did you see that kid is playing in Crocs? I was like, will you shut up? It would be my luck that his parent is sitting right there. And I have to teach
good.
You to
I hope
not
they hear
do that.
Me.
Because we're going to have more school events and functions, babe, where you have to learn how to whisper.
I yelled,
David doesn't know how to whisper.
Yeah, this motherfucker in Crocs?
He's just like, yeah, hey, you see that kid in Crocs? Like, shut up. But yeah, that's wild.
At least they're in sports mode, I guess.
Yeah, they were in sports mode for sure.
I was like,
he had on some thick socks, so he was good. He did his thing, you know. Did he get out of bounds? Didn't think so.
Oh, those Crocs gotta stink, bro.
All right, you ready?
They gotta stink.
No, they probably do.
Or smell or stink.
Why would that matter?
No.
Oh,
smell probably smell bad.
Okay.
I don't know. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
I think that's it.
That's it, huh?
Yeah. It's been a long day. Y'all, we're about to sign off. We got to go and be parents. I can hear my children tearing up this house as we speak. So we're going to go ahead and let y'all go. Thank y'all so much for coming.
Did you really order pizza?
I didn't order no pizza, but I
did you order pizza?
No, I didn't get to that. So I got to go make dinner. What? It's been a long day, okay? But thank y'all for coming.
I wouldn't have cared, but before we came up here, you told
can't
the kids I ordered.
I do my sign off.
No. You told the kids, oh, I ordered pizza.
I will go and get something. How about that?
Like what?
Wait, can we figure this out while not on the pod?
Comment down below what we should eat for dinner. We're not going to eat until then.
The one with the most likes. No, but we love y'all. Thank y'all so much for starting your week off right with the His and Hers pod. Definitely check us out on our social media for behind the scenes. David. You know, some content over there at His Ex Hers Pod. Right, and of course, you can follow David for all of his comedy, his skits, and, you know, just some updates on his shows at I'm David Cisneros. And you can find moi at The Nikki Glamour across my platforms. And of course, check out my YouTube because I got new videos over there. I love y'all so much. And we will see you guys next week to start your week off right. Peace out.
Peace.